So you must have some great memories of fun times at Grinnell.
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite memory from Grinnell?
The Christmas Yule log services. And I understand they don't have it anymore.
No, they don't.
You know, because every year they'd bring in the same Yule log, you know, mm-hmm. and relight it. And then, you know, we have a Christmas tree, and it was always before the everybody left, you know.
Uh-huh. And then everybody put on their pretty white dresses.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, we all dressed up. Oh, that was a time.
I bet it was fun.
And on George Washington's birthday, when we had the minuet in the gym,
uh-huh.
that was our dance.
And you dressed up like fine ladies.
Yes.
And,
yes. And the men had on their long tails. Yeah. What have you.
That sounds fun, too.
Oh, it was. It was just, you know, I said, people don't have fun like they used to.
Not really, no.
Yeah, and so when I was in high school, my friend who worked at the library and a fellow that was in high school with us, the three of us would have these picnics in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go in the country, and we'd pick up nuts, and then we'd each of us would bring something for the picnic, and all. It was just great fun, and you know, one of the things is no one was ever afraid. Well, of course, you know, there are a lot of things that weren't right in Grinnell, but
mm-hmm.
well, not just like the movie. We could go to the movies, unless we wanted to go way up in the balcony.
Yeah,
but. I can go to movies anyway.
Yeah.
So I didn't care. So you see, that's why I say that I'm different. I was different than a lot of people. Because see, there were so many things I didn't care about.
Right.
And I didn't care if George Marx didn't let us in the theater.
Uh-huh.
And the Candyland.
Mm-hmm.
We could go to the Candyland.
You couldn't?
No. And, but she didn't make any difference because I wasn't going. I didn't have any money to go in there anyway. So you know, if there's things that enter your life and you can't do, then you're upset. But you see, if you didn't have any money, you weren't going there anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, we always kept busy. My mother kept us busy doing things. So consequently, you know, because we didn't not do anything. We had to work. Because
mm-hmm.
I worked for 25 cents an hour so I could have music lessons.
Uh-huh. What, did you play an instrument or sing there?
I was taking piano.
Uh-huh.
And so to earn, and the piano lessons cost 75 cents mm-hmm. a half hour. So consequently, I worked 3 hours
mm-hmm.
for that 75 cents.
So did you work directly for the piano teacher? Or
I worked for her, and then I worked for Mrs. Swisher. And you don't remember the Swishers, but they had the most exclusive dress shop in the city.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for Mrs. Swisher.
So it sounds like if you had wanted to, you could have been really bothered by something.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of things you could have been bothered by. That's what my daughter told me. She said, Mother, you're too oblivious to think. She said, you don't even pay any attention.
But what a great philosophy, because it worked for you.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
And now, see, it wouldn't work for everybody.
Yeah.
But that worked for me, because I think part of it was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my father, too, because he did things that he could do, and what he couldn't do, he didn't do. And
yeah.
he didn't, and you know, they were, neither of them were quarrelsome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things, you know, little things, they didn't have chips.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
So they didn't carry around a grudge or
they didn't
let
carry,
things eat at them.
I don't know why, but I think neither one of them, neither were quarrelsome.
Yeah.
And we had my aunt,
mm-hmm.
my two aunts lived there, and my one aunt had come to Chicago and gone to a beauty school, mm-hmm. Dewberry, and she had her shop uptown. Mm-hmm. And so, and those things, I guess they didn't bother.
So did her beauty salon, did that cater to both black and white people?
Well, there weren't that many. See, in Grinnell, there weren't that many black people. See, Grinnell has never had many black people.
Yeah, it still really doesn't have
so,
many.
So it has never had many.
Yeah.
And we had the most when those Rolling Wall scholars came, and that was the 12 boys mm-hmm. that came from different parts of the country mm-hmm. that were Rolling Wall scholars.
Yeah, one of the things that the college is really trying to do now is attract more black students and faculty.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, one of the things is that now salaries make such a difference.
Yeah.
See, and things cost so much more, and people want more different things, you know, entertainment. Mm-hmm. Whereas back in those days, when they had entertainment, but it wasn't kind of the kind of entertainment that worked, that,
People want more, I think.
Yeah, they want more.
Yeah, they want, pro sports teams and that sort
of thing. Yeah, uh-huh, and it was just a thing, when they put that black house in Grinnell, I said, well, that's crazy.
The Black Cultural Center, that one?
No, they had that house up on, it was up on 10th and High.
Okay.
Or Park.
Okay.
But anyway, you know,
yeah.
It was just on the same street as the chapel.
Yeah,
it was
that
house. Mm-hmm. Well, Lord, the old house looked like it was falling down. I said, what in the world does anybody want an old house like that? I said, that doesn't make sense. They don't need any house. And just like they said they were going to, and start this, the food thing. What food? What if eat what everybody else eats? Mm-hmm. And to me, those things. See, one of the things is, as long as you look at color, you lose the whole thing. I've always felt, and Mother said, the color of your skin makes. It's what's inside the person. Mm-hmm. And she always preached that what's inside is what's important, not to her, that would have been garbage, mm-hmm. is the fact that you wanted, neck bones or whatever. Well, Mama, we had neck bones all the time. But it wasn't something that everybody where we lived ate neck bones.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't, it wasn't a different sort of food. My uncle, who worked at the college, he cut the backbone out of the pig.
Uh-huh.
And we got that long pig.
Sure.
Mama baked it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was just meat.
Yeah.
It wasn't any special food. So to me, food is not, it is not anything special. Why make a molehill out, a mountain out of it? Mm-hmm. And the same thing with living. And I feel that don't look at a person by their color. Look at the person. What kind of a person is that? Is that the kind of person you want to know? Mm-hmm. What values do they have? Those are the things that are important. What difference does it make about your hair?
Yeah.
What difference does it make about anything?
Uh-huh.
If you're not a great person inside, I don't care what you are.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I think needs to be emphasized. Forget about color. And one of the things is, you say, oh, it's a cultural difference. It's no cultural difference. We haven't lived anywhere but in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, we've all had the same things.
Mm-hmm.
In our lives. So consequently, let's not dwell on those things. See, that's what makes it so hard.
So you mean don't necessarily Just cling to the people.
That's right. Don't cling. Just because I'm black, don't send somebody black to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know that person.
Right.
And I don't care anything about it.
Yeah.
I send somebody who has had the same kind of experience as I've had, or who has been in my class, or that I know.
Yeah.
See, don't. And I feel that makes it, it just, it really defeats what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you clump people together.
Yeah.
Who don't have anything in common. People who have things in common, they are able to go forward. But these people who...
Well, we all benefit from getting to know each
that's
other.
That's right. And that's why what you look like is not important.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the important part is to get to know the thing you don't know anything about. And that's why I think it's so great about reading.
Mm-hmm.
You read about all of these things that go on and all the things that have happened in history. And it's just so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go places that you'd never get to go in real life.
You would never get there. Because just like my daughter, our daughter's going to retire in June.
Well, can you believe that?
That's what I mean. She's taught.
Uh-huh.
She's 17 more years than I taught. She taught. She's taught for 38.
Good for her.
And she was going to go from Beijing to Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, and that was going to be 60 days. She said, well... I do it, but you and Daddy are too old. And see, she won't go. But you see, look what that experience would have done for her.
Yeah.
And you see, this is the sort of thing that you do if you forget what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I taught the girls. But forget, don't say anything about color. Don't tell me what color your friend. To the person, not to the color. Don't go to the color.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the color. Just because I'm sitting over there, don't come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have anything I want. Somebody may come to me. Well, they may know how to make a cake that I'd like to make, or bread.
Yeah.
See, all that sort of thing.
Right.
And that's what I say. Or they may know something about a historical event. And I don't know. Well, they come to me and then, oh, that's great, because, see, I'm learning something.
Right.
I don't learn anything for you just because you're my color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the really true great things about Grinnell. I mean,
for
somebody like me who just works there.
Yeah.
So you really do get to meet all kinds of people.
That's right.
And you find out, you know, they're just like you.
Yeah.
And that's what,
you know, this is why I say it's just so...